Howdy, and welcome to Bob the Lector. I'm Bob. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire Catholic lectors to bring their proclamation of God's Word to life. This episode is for the February 1st Sunday Mass's first reading. It's the fourth Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. A reading from the book of the prophet Zephaniah. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth, who have observed his law. Seek justice. Seek humility. Perhaps you may be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger, but I will leave as a remnant in your midst, a people humble and lowly, who shall take refuge in the name of the Lord, the remnant of Israel. They shall do no wrong and speak no lies. Nor shall there be found in their mouths a deceitful tongue. They shall pasture and couch their flocks with none to disturb them. The word of the Lord. So this is for the fourth Sunday of Ordinary Time. We're getting a break from the prophet Isaiah with the prophet Zephaniah. This reading and the second both focus on humility, the perfect segue to the Beatitudes in our gospel. So let's get to it, shall we? I always start my own lecture practice with preparation, which is not the external proclamation, but the internal discernment of the message. What is God saying here? What is His purpose? What is the meaning of this reading? Because if it doesn't mean anything to us, how can we as lectors make it mean anything to the congregation before us? Usually I focus on what the readings say to our hearts. Sometimes, though, I also aim for the head, because there's an intellectual or academic component that adds to our understanding of the message. This is one of those readings, because the historical backdrop is relevant. Zephaniah was the ninth of the 12 minor prophets in the Old Testament, minor because their books were short compared to the so-called major ones. He was a contemporary and supporter of the prophet Jeremiah. He preached and ministered in Jerusalem during the reign of King Josiah, 641 BC to 611 BC. The two preceding kings, Amon and Manasseh, introduced idolatry into Jerusalem, along with great corruption and immorality. Josiah, Zephaniah, and Jeremiah fought for a return to the one true God. After Zephaniah's time, King Nebuchadnezzar II of Babylon besieged Jerusalem multiple times, the first just 13 years after King Josiah's reign, exiling influential folks like King Jeconiah and the prophet Ezekiel. He destroyed Jerusalem and the first temple 12 years later. Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, left behind some of the poorest people to be vine dressers and farmers. Was Zephaniah prophesying about these events as a punishment from God? Hard to say, but those left behind sure sound like the remnant referenced in our reading. If you're not familiar with that word, remnant refers to a small faction of humble, just, and righteous believers in the midst of a perverse generation. The righteousness of those left behind is emphasized by Zephaniah using the words humble and humility three times to highlight this dominant theme. So much for the head. What about the heart? One of the most important tenets of public speaking is to know your audience. The people in the pews before you are experiencing a world that rewards the powerful and is fraught with injustice, especially for the powerless. Zephaniah and you are here to tell these dear souls the Lord is looking out for them, that their faithfulness will be rewarded. Engage with them in an intimate and heartfelt way. What lessons do you get from this reading? This is a somber passage, so we'll treat it as such. So we start off, seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth, who have observed his law. Emphasize seek, humble, and observed. Read the first line, seek the Lord, firmly and confidently, then shift to a countenance and a tone of voice that is meek and humble. Pause after law. Next we have, seek justice. Seek humility. Pause before and after each pair of these words. Say, seek justice, with a downward lilt, and seek humility, with an upward one. Then we have, perhaps you may be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger. Insert a slight pause after the word sheltered and emphasize the word day. Next, but I will leave as a remnant in your midst, a people humble and lowly, who shall take refuge in the name of the Lord, the remnant of Israel. Emphasize both uses of the word remnant, along with humble, lowly, refuge, and name. Have a slight pause after the word midst. Then they shall do no wrong and speak no lies, nor shall there be found in their mouths a deceitful tongue. Emphasize the phrases do no wrong and speak no lies. Have a slight pause between do and no, and between speak and no. Say no wrong with a downward lilt and no lies with an upward one. Read, nor shall there be found in their mouths a deceitful tongue, straight through without any pauses. Emphasize the word deceitful. Next we have, they shall pasture and couch their flocks with none to disturb them. Emphasize pasture and none with a slight pause after none. Read this with an optimistic and intimate tone, reminding those humble and lowly brothers and sisters before you that they will be rewarded for their faithfulness. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. My hope is these ideas will help you find your authentic voice, so your proclamation of God's word will transform your listeners, whether they're in pain and broken or just going through the motions. Because the good news deserves great delivery. Visit us on the web at bobthelector.org, and we'll see you at the Ambo.